Every day and every Sunday during the Easter season, we hear one of the stories of our ancestors in the family of faith in Christ Jesus. We've been traveling around with Luke in the Acts of the Apostles. We've heard about unity and joy, about resurrection and witness, about conversion and baptism. And today Luke takes us back to one of those crucial events in the Acts of the Apostles. They need help. They need volunteers. The apostles need the help of the community to select a group of men to assist the apostles in caring for the poor and the neglected. Now, in order for us to really understand what is happening in the Acts of the Apostles, we need to remember the connection between the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. First, they have the same author, Luke, who was a companion of Paul and probably knew Mary and Peter and some of the other apostles. Second, the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles have similar themes and events. There's a great concern for the poor. There are several women whose stories are featured only in Luke and in the Acts of the Apostles. And third is that many of the things that we see Jesus do in the Gospel of Luke, we will see the apostles do in the Acts of the Apostles. Usually these things are teachings and miracles. Now, with those three things in mind, we join the story of our ancestors in the faith that Luke is sharing with us. There was a problem, a division in the community. Two cultures were trying to live and profess the same faith together. There was a division, a problem, because some people felt that one group was given more attention and resources than the other group. Some people complained to the apostles, and Peter and the apostles propose a solution and invites the community to participate. The apostles, Peter says quite clearly, this is kind of my translation, "There is a problem, we need help, please suggest some qualified people that can help us, and the apostles will appoint them to this ministry in the community." Well, now the community has a role and a responsibility. The community has to look among themselves for people who meet the qualifications. The members of the community have to look around and recognize the grace of God already at work in the members of the community. They need eyes to see and ears to hear what God is doing among them. And we do not know if anyone approached Stephen or Philip or Timon or Nicholas individually. We do not know if someone saw one of them and spoke to them and said, "You know, I think maybe the Lord might be calling you to this kind of service." Luke only gives us the briefest details. The community proposed seven. The apostles prayed and laid hands on them, imparting the ministry of service to these seven men. They laid hands and prayed. Now remember this connection between the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. What we see Jesus do in the Gospel, we see the apostles do in Acts. And yet there seems to be something different here. There seems to be something different. The apostles lay on hands and pray to impart a ministry. Jesus does not do that in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus doesn't do that in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus only lays on hands in the Gospel of Luke for one reason. For one reason only does Jesus lay on hands in the Gospel of Luke: to heal. Maybe this is something different. Maybe this is something new. Or maybe we have to go back to the beginning of the story. Why did the apostles lay hands on these seven men to impart a ministry? Why did the apostles need to impart a ministry? Because there was a need to have people to feed people. Why did the apostles create such a ministry to impart by the laying on of hands? There was a division in the community. That's why.
there was a division, a problem, a wound that needed to be healed by the healing hand of the Lord Jesus. The apostles lay hands to impart the ministry of healing and unity. And that means that whenever there is a laying on of apostolic hands for ordination, for blessing, for anointing, for mercy, for consecration, the healing power of Christ and the prayer for unity is present. And now Christ invites us to his table, where apostolic hands will take and bless and break the bread. And Christ himself will feed us and heal us and send us out to serve. Amen.